tell me what you're hearing from some of your dealers, because I remember during the legislative session, the big concern was for the dealers who are along state lines especially. Are you hearing that many of them are getting hurt because of this situation?
We are hearing that a number of sales have been pushed out of state as a result of the Supreme Court ruling. And there are a number that are in jeopardy and in limbo right now. I've received a few calls today. Yes, I don't think it's been a mass exodus because the dollar savings are, while they're nice to think about, they're not huge, but they are something to consider.
Yeah, you know, when you get up to buying a $25,000 or $30,000 car, a few hundred dollars can make a difference in some degree, I suppose.
That's true.
I remember during the debate, somebody was mentioning, it might have been Mike, but I don't remember specifically, but there was some talk that this could cause some dealers to go under. Is this serious enough at this stage? And let's face it, it's still pretty early in the process, but is it serious enough that there are concerns about that?
I think there are concerns regarding that. Certainly the size of the dealership is going to play in that kind of comment, but yes, and especially over time. If there isn't a remedy to this over time, yes, I think it could substantially affect profits and therefore jobs in certain dealerships along the border.
Well, are you hoping that the legislature will override it in September, or do you think they need to go back and just take another run at writing a bill that the governor won't object to?
From a purist perspective, either is fine with me. Time is a bit of the essence, so if I were just basing it on time alone, I would be, obviously I'd rather see an override, but I also don't, I understand what overrides do, and it creates some serious consternation in a lot of people. And I think there's arguments to be made on both sides of this. While it's very uncomfortable for the dealer membership that I represent, it is a very uncomfortable legal position that we're all dealing with right now.
So short of a veto override, is there, knowing that the governor objected to what was passed in May, is there a more acceptable thing that you could come up with that might pass muster with him?
I think so. I think it would require a little more study because, again, without going into great detail, the statutory makeup in this state regarding sales tax and use tax and use tax transactions, it would take a considerable amount of study and some legal expertise that probably goes above my pay grade to get something that would be acceptable for everybody.
Well, does this put some of these sales that have been made in some sort of limbo?
The bill that the governor vetoed today does contain a retroactivity clause. It's retroactive in nature, which does put some sales that have occurred between the effective date of the Supreme Court ruling, which basically took effect in March, I believe it was March 21, and if there were an override, a successful override, you would have a considerable amount of sales. I don't know the number. That potentially, if an override occurred, those sales out of state or from individuals are certainly in play for receiving a sales tax bill, because if there is an override, in layman's terms, the Supreme Court's ruling essentially is non-existent, and we would be back to status quo in the law, which was any sale outside of the state or from an individual still occurred technically from a legal perspective at your address or where you licensed the vehicle in your community, which then was looked upon as an in-state transaction or a non-use tax transaction, and therefore all sales tax applied, state and local. So, yeah, that's a long answer to yes. There are some sales that I would imagine have occurred between March 21, I believe that's the correct date, and a potential override date that could potentially receive a sales tax invoice.
Yeah, that's about a six-month period.
Yes, it is. And I think that also that played into some of the consideration of the governor in his veto.
What should you, I don't know whether you thought too much about this, but should your dealers in these counties that are most affected be going to the county commission and saying, hey, folks, can we get an issue on the ballot that would clarify it in our county? Is that a direction that you recommend they go?
Oh, yes. That has already occurred. Cities and counties, municipalities are all those affected are all in the process of getting that handled. And it's the right thing to do. And Dunklin County, I think, has already passed theirs. They were the first, and they had one on the ballot in June.
I saw the governor's reference to that in his veto message. Is the fact that Dunklin County's done this good news as far as you're concerned, or maybe an indicator of how it would happen in other counties?
I would say all in all, it's good. Local communities rely heavily on the sales tax that is generated from car sales in their communities and from the residents that live in their communities. And I don't think in this instance tax is an evil word, because it is providing, I'm going to use a rough number, but I'm pretty close. I can safely say between 15 and 20% of any community's sales tax revenue is going to come from the vehicle purchases of its residents. And that's incredibly important, especially in this day and age, for counties and cities.
Yeah, 15.
It's incredibly important. So all in all, yes, I'd say it's a good thing.
Yeah, 15 to 20%. 15 to 20%. Wow.
Yeah.
I guess
in the heydays we were well into the 20% nationally, in sales tax revenue producing for states, counties, cities. Obviously, you have to. Well, you don't. I guess Missouri's a bit of an anomaly because we don't necessarily score out sales tax revenues based on whether that city or county has dealerships, because it's the activity or the purchase activity of its residents that's more important. But yes, nationally the number has been 20%. It's played out historically in the state of Missouri, with the reduction in dealerships in the last 10 years. I'm sure that's changed a little bit, and the economy has affected car purchases as it's affected everything else in this country. But yeah, I can safely say above 15%.
Yeah. Well, of course, they are pretty big ticket items.
Sure they are.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't have to buy a whole lot to run up a pretty good sales tax bundle for a county or a city.
No, you don't. Okay. And again, those dollars are not, I wouldn't classify those tax dollars as evil dollars. Those are incredibly important dollars for counties and cities. And that pays for a lot of sidewalks and a lot of streets and a lot of law enforcement, and the list goes on and on.
Well, I remember during the debate in the Capitol, well, somebody else also pointed out that car dealers, if you go to Little League games on almost any evening in the summertime, chances are you're going to see a car dealer's name on the jerseys of some of the kids that are playing ball.
That's exactly right.
And these folks are making contributions to the community that you don't measure in taxes. But if you cripple them with something like this, those kids might not have shirts next year.
That's exactly right. Yeah. There isn't any doubt about it.
Yeah. All righty. Well, listen, I appreciate you sticking around so late to call me. And we'll just keep our fingers crossed that this gets worked out either in the legislative halls or at the ballot box in the local communities.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think this does not set itself up for a contentious fight between dealers, cities, counties, the state, the governor's office. It is an incredibly interesting dynamic that is coming out of how our statutes are written, and everybody is wanting and trying to do the right thing here. And I think we will get to it. We'll get to the bottom line.
Yeah. Well,
it's just a funny deal, and we're all trying to figure it out. We're scratching our heads because we don't want the economic impact that is kind of looming over dealerships and cities and counties right now to go on for much longer, because yes, it could be detrimental, not just to the dealerships, but when those dealerships, if they really truly are affected, even more so than the Little League, payroll is huge, and if it starts affecting jobs, that's not something that we need right now.